Wake up. It's the Morning Motivation with Brittany Daniel. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Sorry, you guys, for this blue tint. My camera clearly does what it wants to do. So sorry about that. Good morning and welcome to the Morning Motivation. I'm your host, Brittany Daniel. I am super excited to come to you guys today. So I hope you guys are ready. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Go ahead and load up the good morning comments. Today we are going to talk about, I might ruffle some feathers today, including my own, because you know, we are all on this journey together. I am not perfect, but there are some sacrifices that we need to make in order to be in alignment, in order to get us to the next level, in order for God to take us serious with what we want. And we're going to dive into that today. So I hope you guys are ready to talk about it. I hope I'm going to help some folks out. As well as helping myself. But I'm super excited to bring you guys today's message. I'm going to go ahead and pray really quick for us. Then I'm going to jump in the good morning comments. So if you guys are ready, go ahead and say good morning. I see a lot of you guys have already done that. Thank you so much. So go ahead and load up the comments with good morning, grand rising, all of the above. And if you are watching from anywhere else in the world, good morning, good afternoon, and good night. You are welcome here. I speak about God a lot, but you can use God in any type of form that fits you, your religion, your spiritual beliefs. You can say universe, Allah. It over here doesn't matter, at least not to me. And if you're not religious or spiritual, that is okay. You're still welcome, but I hope that I can pray for you anyway, opening up with our morning prayer. So clear my throat. Y'all are the first people I talk to in the morning. I normally don't even really speak. I'll be like, hey, good morning. So y'all get a lot of raspiness out of my voice because I haven't even warmed up my voice yet. You guys are the first people after God, of course, I talk to him in my mind that I talk to. So that's why my voice is always like, eh. I listen back at some of the videos and I'm like, child. But dear Heavenly Father, thank you for waking us up again for another day to live in your purpose, to be in alignment with you and what you have us doing here on this planet. I pray that everybody listening now and later get a spirit of discernment. They get the direction and you plant the seeds that need to be in them for them to flourish and move forward to do everything that's pleasing in your sight and that's down deep inside of each and every one of them in their wildest dreams. In your darling son Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. Y'all loading it up this morning. Good morning. Let me go. Good morning, She Amber. Good morning, Being Meech. Good morning, Destiny. Good morning, LaDonna. Good morning, Nana. Good morning, Charlene. Good morning, Nelson. Turquoise. Good morning, Nastasia. Good morning, Alicia. Good morning, Anaya. Good morning, May. Good morning, Vanessa. Good morning, Ashley. Good morning, Key Amber. Good morning, Such a Lady. Good morning, Susan. Good morning, Rakana. Rakana? I think that's how you say it. Good morning, Ashley. I read some good news. Many countries are slashing their education budget. Lord have mercy. Ciao, Ashley. Good morning, Felicia. Good morning, Chewy. Good morning, or excuse me, Chevy Cheb. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Now, I'm going to speak on that before we get into the topic. You guys, we got to start educating our children. I feel like we have to, especially as mothers. I'm not a mother yet. I speak as if I am, right? Because that's what I plan to be one day. Future mothers, I really think that it's time that we take back education into our hands. And I understand that it's difficult when you work full time and all of that, but they not getting the education and clearly they just slashing budget. So we should really start thinking about taking education back into our hands. COVID showed us that it's possible to educate our kids at home. And again, I don't have children, so take this with a grain of salt, but I think that that's something that I plan to do. That's my plan, is to educate my children myself, because y'all, these school systems, child, we don't know what these kids are learning. Ladybug T, good morning. All right, y'all. So that's not the topic of the day. The topic of today is all about sacrifice. So I hope that we can dive into it. I hope that you guys, take it in, soak it in. And if it applies to you, cool. If it doesn't, it's cool too, but we're going to talk about it today. Good morning, Heather. How are you? Oh, I did want to say before we dive into the topic, the personnel who have entered the book giveaways last week and on Friday, your books are going out today. So we will send out confirmation emails. So your books will be arriving shortly. And I will send you, it's not confirmation email, excuse me, confirmation screenshots. You guys will get all of that today. So I hope you guys are, excuse me, ready to dive deep into this. So I've been making some personal changes and looking at areas in my life where I feel that I can grow better. And I've been having conversations with God, and I challenge everyone to do this, right? When you're on your journey of getting in alignment, of finding your purpose, and some of you have already found it. Some of you are already like, Brittany, I know exactly what I'm doing. I know exactly what God has called for me. For those of you who do not, keep praying, keep asking, keep looking out for the sign, the feeling. I will say that your purpose and what you love to do, I think, was probably designed in your childhood. Some of the visions and dreams that are coming into fruition for me now that I can see being executed with some of the plans that I have were dreams I had when I was 12 years old. You know, I've always wanted, this is going to sound crazy to some people, I've always wanted a camp for kids. I loved camp as a kid. I was a camp kid. Like, I put myself into camp, and I've always wanted to run some type of operation of a camp. I used to be a camp counselor in college, and it was my favorite career I've ever done besides this. And I always said I'd be a camp counselor in a heartbeat, but they just didn't get paid enough. You know what I mean? I was just like, you know, they wasn't getting paid nothing. So think about back to your childhood. Think about back to a time where there was a career that you really, really enjoyed, even if it was just in college, even if it was just short term, even if it was something that you possibly thought about. I think our childhood really shapes the direction that we're going to go. For instance, my favorite movie when I was a kid, it was a little grown, but it used to be Boomerang. And if you guys don't know, Boomerang was a movie with Eddie Murphy, David Alan Grier, and Martin Lawrence, and Robin Givens and Halle Berry. I'm surprised I knew that off the top of my head. And in the movie, they showed like Black people in office buildings and dressed to the nine, and they were running the company. And I had never seen anything like that. If you lived in Atlanta, you saw that. But growing up, like, you know, we worked. But in America, let me tell anybody that's outside of our country that did not grow up here, America did a great job with programming our generation and generations before, not showing us what's possible, not showing us cities in Africa that were thriving. Every time we seen a foreign country, most of the time, it was they would make it look destitute. They would make it look like America was the only city in the world, country in the world that was flourishing the way that we were flourishing. So we had, I can't speak for everybody else. I can only speak for myself. I had a very mental, narrow focus on what the world looked like until I got older and started watching YouTube. And I was like, oh, they got Black folks in Canada. Oh, they got this over here. I don't know about anybody else. I traveled a little bit as a kid, like I went to the Caribbean and things like that, but I wasn't a world traveler growing up. So America did a number on our psyche, thinking, they had us thinking very limiting. Yes, we're a free country, but they were very strategic on what they showed us, on what was put out to us, and what we were introduced to, at least for mainstream media. They were very, very particular about what they showed, especially people of color, on purpose, of course. But anywho, so when I watched that movie, I wanted to be a marketing executive. I wanted to be like the main character. Hence, now I'm in business. I did marketing for, I still do marketing, but in advertising and things like that for my own self, but I wanted to do that as a kid. So think back to your childhood, and where could you pinpoint something, your biggest dream, your biggest goal, your biggest like where your imagination thrived? Like, what job was that? What career was that? Even if it was far-fetched. And if you weren't able to dream, then say, well, Brittany, I didn't have the luxury to spend time dreaming about the future. I had to work, or, you know, my parents didn't provide that type of environment, which is fine, but do it now. Think about things that you used to really enjoy. Because I feel like that is kind of an anchor, or at least a pin in the map to where you may need to go or may need to possibly think and move forward. I like what it says. Everyone, getting back to the basics, it takes a village to find your team that you trust with your children because you can't do it alone. Absolutely. Absolutely. But hopefully, and I don't know your situation, Vernell, so take this with a grain of salt because I'm not speaking to you personally, but that's why it takes us women who don't have children yet to pick as much as we can, because we can't predict the future, but the partner, that's very important to pick the right partner. And there's many layers to that, but that's not the topic of today, but thank you. I appreciate that. And it said, Chell says, yes, America does that for real. I saw that for the first time when a white guy came to Jamaica to work. He said he never knew we had big houses and stuff. He thought it was just like, that's what they show us. That's what they show us. Absolutely, Chells. When we grew up, when we saw Africa, the only thing that they showed us were like little kids in the desert, starving, and animals. They never showed us cities. They never showed that there were populations that thrived and that really had a life, like really did the same thing that we did, just in a different part of the country. They did it. They did that for damn near everything, for the most part. Like, I don't remember growing up in America and watching other countries like, oh, wow, look, they're innovative. Like, they didn't do that for us. They really made the entire world seem like everything else was destitute. Everything else was to crap. But we were the only thing in the world thriving for the most part. Even if they didn't say it, they didn't show it. Like, they did not show us those things. And so as we got older and we were exposed to media, thank God, social media and things like that, we're like, wait a minute. Okay. But if we don't get out of our own bubbles and out of our own spaces, we'll never see that. But let's dig into part of that topic. So once you figure out what you want to do, right? Once you say, okay, I've aligned, I know my purpose, I know what I want to do. All right, God, let's go. Now, let me say this, because everybody's path is different. Everybody's situation and how they interact with God and their story and how they operate is going to be different, right? So I can only speak from my personal perspective, but I think that once we figure out what we want to do and we start going towards it, right? I feel like God says, how serious are you? You want this, I'm showing you your vision, I'm showing you what's possible, but how serious are you? Are you willing to give up habits that no longer serve this purpose or hold you back or keep you from me? Are you willing to let go of relationships? Are you willing to let go of your routine, your old routine, and adopt a new routine that's going to better serve you in this capacity, mentally, physically, and emotionally? Are you going to be open-minded enough to listen to other people that don't look like you and don't act like you and don't come from where you come from and all these things? So we have to understand, what are we willing to sacrifice? What do we need? Let me take that back. It is what we're willing to, but what do we need as individuals? Because everybody's is going to be different. For some, it's going to be food. For some, it's going to be maybe marijuana or, you know, alcohol. For some people, it's TV. For some people, it's relaxation. Some people, it's discomfort. When I started Morning Motivation, I had to let go of discomfort. I mean, I had to let go of comfortability. I can't sleep in anymore Monday through Friday. When you work for yourself, this is the biggest misconception. You know, a lot of people, and I even had this misconception too. When I stop working for somebody, I'm going to do this and this and this, and I'm going to have so much time. You guys, I'm telling you now, even if you work for yourself and you have all the time in the world, that doesn't mean you're going to be more productive if you're not disciplined. If you are not disciplined with the time you have at your job, if you don't go to your job, get there on time, work the hours you're supposed to work, eat lunch when you're supposed, at the time allotted, you're supposed to eat lunch, not 20 minutes over, not 20 minutes before. If you're not disciplined in that, if you're not disciplined to get off on time, you know, and get home on time and start your business or whatever your side hustle or whatever it is you're doing, for those of you who want to be entrepreneurs, because everybody doesn't have that. But maybe it's going to the gym for you. Maybe it's waking up a little earlier before work or going after work. Or maybe it is sitting down with the kids a little bit more to go over their homework to make sure their grades are on top of, you know, whatever your goal is, whatever you're trying to do, that next level, right? We can't get there doing the same things we used to do. We can't get there with that same mindset of sacrifice. So I'm just going to do this little piece. I'm just going to do a little bit. I'm going to do it sometimes. Good morning, Veronica. I'm just going to do it a little bit. You know, how much are you willing to give up? I'm very fortunate to be on a lot of people's close friend stories that I find are successful, right? And I see their routines. I see what they sacrifice. I see what they don't do. I see when they're up late working. I see the troubles and issues they have in their business. I see certain things and I'm just like, wow, it makes me feel like I got to even step up. And that's why your circle is so important, because those are the conversations that you can have with like-minded individuals. Hey, what's your routine like? Hey, what time do you do this? Hey, you know, parents, you know, it's okay to ask other people what they do to be successful with their kids. I feel like, and I hate to say this, and I'm not a parent again, so take this with a grain of salt. I'm not here to ruffle anybody's feathers about their parenting or nothing like that. But I do notice people with kids, your child doesn't come with a manual, right? You don't, 9 times out of 10, unless you have a good system around you, like somebody said, it's a good support system. Sometimes you're going to make mistakes or you're not going to know what to do all the time. So you're doing the best you can. But people's, because they're so emotionally attached to their children, you can't tell them nothing about their kids. And I get it. You're the one that's with them every day. You're the one that's sacrificing. I get it, all that. That doesn't mean that there isn't room for improvement. There doesn't mean that there isn't room for, you know, we ask every other part of our lives, especially with relationships too. Let's take off of parenting and relationships. You know, I went and sucked out a relationship coach because there's no manual. There's nobody that could tell me, hey, this is how you are successful in a relationship as a woman. You know, besides those little YouTube videos out there, which nobody's a real expert, because people are just going off based off their personal experiences and what they're going through or what they've seen, right? It wasn't rooted in education. It wasn't rooted in, study. So I went out and found an expert because I was like, there's something I'm doing wrong. And I find that it could be other parts of our lives. We always find out what we want to do professionally, right? Maybe for professionally and physically. I think professionally, we know what to do when we need help, right? If you're not kicking it on this job or you need another career boost, you know that there's another training you can go watch. You know that there's another program you can go enroll in to learn from experts. If you need help losing weight, you know, then you know that there's a trainer you can hire. You know that there's a program you can get on. When it comes to love and parenting and family, because that's really what the nucleus is, family and a lot of our wealth is tied to our families, or will be if that's the goal, if that's our choice. I know it is for me and mine. Establishing wealth for our families is super important. That last name that I'm going to carry is going to be super important to me and him and the rest of my lineage, hopefully, if God says the same. And I feel like sometimes that holds us back because we don't seek out help in other areas. We can seek help out in these areas, but when it comes to child development programs, you know, because nobody wants to feel like they're doing a bad job. Nobody wants to feel like I need help or I'm not sure, or I don't know. Everybody wants to make it seem like we're good. Y'all not like relationships. People like, you know, and I get it. You're not supposed to tell your business. Of course, you're not going to spill all you're not supposed to do that. There are some things that stay at home, but I don't think that there's anything wrong with, hey, this is what we went through. What did you guys do? If you trust that person, you know, if hey, I, so-and-so, you know, James is not doing, what do you think? And if they give you advice that you don't like, you don't have to take it. But I feel like we kind of hold ourselves back at certain points because other cultures, they go to parenting classes. Other cultures read books on these things. Other cultures invest in programs and things like that to fit, because they know that they don't have the tools. So they want to figure it out. And I feel like sometimes in our community, especially here in America, we tend to be so guarded and so our ego is so wrapped in it, because I don't want nobody to tell me about my relationship and about my family that we miss a lot of good gems and tools and nuggets that can escalate us and take us to the next level, because can't nobody tell us nothing. We rather stay ignorant, but ignorance is bliss. And I feel like that holds a lot of us back. And it comes again with what sacrifices are you willing to make? Are you willing to die to your ego in order to get to the next level? Are you willing to listen to other people's expertise to get to the next level? And some of y'all on here, so I know y'all ready. But for those of you who are new or tuning in, your dreams and goals are going to take sacrifice. You're going to have to look outside of yourself to get the answers, whether it be for prayer, whether it be in books, whether it be in courses, whether it be in classes, whether it be something. In order to elevate, you have to continue learning. So what are you willing to sacrifice? If anybody wants to share what they're willing to sacrifice, Grand Rising, go ahead and put it in the comments. She Amber says, I'm working on my vision board. Just have to buy the board. And that's what I can see my vision every day so I can work towards it daily. Y'all, my vision board is sitting right over there. I see it on the floor. So every day when I'm sitting here with y'all and I close my laptop, it's right there. I know exactly where I need to go. And the only reason it's sitting on the floor is because my stairs are right there. So there's no way I can put it on the wall. So don't think I'd be disrespecting my vision board. I don't. But we need to have a mindset of what are we willing to sacrifice? What are we willing to, when you want to buy a house, that takes sacrifice. When you want to get your, when you want to save up for a college education, or, you know, save up for the dream, whatever, all that takes sacrifice. When you are aligning in God's purpose, there are certain things that you just don't, you can't do anymore. Unfortunately, or you can, but maybe you'll get like a piece of the blessing. And I want the whole blessing. Who wants the whole blessing? Put in the comment, whole blessing. I want the whole blessing. I don't want a piece of the blessing. I don't want, remember we talk about the spiritual iPad. I don't want to get up there and God be like, hey, I was going to give you this, but you didn't let this go. So I can only give you this. I'm not willing to do that. I'm not willing to do that. KK says, I'm willing to give up alcohol for a while. It doesn't help with my depression. Absolutely. Because it makes us feel good in the moment, right? Things that we're not supposed to do on a regular, it makes us feel good in the moment. It makes us feel good in the moment. But remember, y'all, we got to get out that delayed gratification. We got to get out that delayed gratification. Rakana says, I'm willing to sacrifice wasting time on social media. Y'all want to see how much time you waste? Go to your settings. Oh, look, it's my birthday. It's confirmation. Anytime my birthday comes up, that's confirmation. And it's Kobe's numbers too. What are you willing to sacrifice? You want the whole blessing. Destiny said, I want the whole blessing. And I'm not saying that God is a person of like, he's not a vindictive type of, you know, person. It's just like, think about if you had, like, for those of you who have children, right? And then those of you who don't, think about it like this. Same thing. We're going to go back to the child and parent analogy. Zara's up, y'all. The child and parent analogy, baby, the seat ain't both big enough for both of us. You got to sit back there. If you were to tell your children, right, hey, I'm going out for the day. These chores, you need to do these chores by the time I get home, right? And say you're gone for 4 hours and you know, because you've seen them do it, that they can get it done. You've seen them do it. You know that, or you know that they have the power to. So you leave them home for the day. You go out and run your errands, right? And as soon as you come home, dishes in the sink, floor not vacuumed, or they're just now getting to the chores. Remember when we were kids? I don't know about y'all. So when I was a kid, when I used to live with my grandma in California, she used to leave me a list of things to do, right? And, or it was like a small list. It wasn't a whole lot. She'd be like, wash the dishes or something like that. I would watch TV the entire time she was gone. And as soon as I heard the garage door, I would get up and run to the dishes like I had been slaving all day. You know, and she would be like, Britt. So imagine, right? You go out, you leave your kids home for a couple hours to do the list, and you get back and the list isn't done. And at the end of the week, I don't know how people structure this at their house. This is how I would imagine I'm going to give my kid, but just hear me out. At the end of the week, they come and ask you for their allowance. They're like, hey, mom, hey, dad, whatever. You know, hey, I want my allowance. Remember, it's Friday. You said that Friday's our allowance day. Are you going to feel comfortable giving them their whole allowance? Or are you going to give them a part of their allowance because they didn't finish the job? Maybe God has only given us a part of our blessing because there's other things that we're not doing. We didn't get up and vacuum. We didn't get up and clean up. We didn't get up and do this. We didn't get up and do that. We wasted time. We watched Netflix. You know, and I'm not saying that you can't rest. We all need rest, but how much rest do we need? You know, how often, how much are we sleeping? You know, if you're and you find yourself oversleeping and still tired, that could be a sign of depression. Really got to go to therapy, y'all, as much as we can. I know everybody can't afford therapy, but if we can afford, if I'm telling us now, if we can afford getting our nails done, we can afford therapy. If we can afford getting our hairs done, hair done, we have to afford therapy. It's about sacrifice. Some stuff will have to be put on the back burner for a second in order to make things work. But a lot of us, if we tweaked our budgets a little bit, maybe we went out to eat a little less, or we went shopping a little less, or maybe we didn't take that extra vacation that year. Maybe that can be reallocate your money and figure it out because some of us really need it. You know, we talked about careers. Some of y'all got some great careers. It's paying some coins. We should. I'm not, and I can't tell you what you're supposed to do. I'm in therapy each and every week. As long as I got insurance, I'm gonna be up in there. I'm gonna be up in there. Thank you. I'm glad you're here too. We sure do miss a lot because we don't want to share and have folks all in our business, then get the help you need without telling your business. You can't. It's hard. I'm doing the Daniel fast to help me get to the next level and sacrificing this coffee. Yes, Kimber. And that sometimes can be the hardest thing. You know, everybody has their vice. Everybody has something. Maybe it's sugar. Maybe it's a little trees, you know. Maybe it's a little drink or a glass of wine. Everybody has their something. And maybe you don't have to, I don't know what your sacrifices or what you're going to be called to do. And not to say that you have to give it up forever, you know, but fasting does work. If you want to get closer and hear God, fasting works. And there's all different types of fasts. You know, there's the fast. I used to do a fast where I didn't eat sun up to sundown. When the sun was up, I didn't eat. I think that's more so like a Muslim fast or like kind of like I've always wanted to do too. What's the Muslim the Muslim community and the Muslim culture does, if anybody knows, put it in there where they give up for 30 days. And it's kind of like Lent. For Catholics, it's Lent. But Lent, you know, they kind of go a little harder with it. But there's different fasts that you can do. Figure out what works for you. What are you being called to do? Because God may be calling you to do one sacrifice, and He's not calling, you know, Kiamber or Destiny to do that, or me to do that. Only, but the only way you know is if you talk to him. The only way you know is you ask him for direction and ask him, and what do you feel led to do? You know, and if you're not sure, try it for 7 days. Try sacrificing something called the 7-day sacrifice and say, let me just see what happens. If I give this up for 7 days, will I think clearer? Will I be more proactive? Will I be more in tuned in peace? Just see. Just start off small, 7 days. Can't do 7 days, do 3 days. Can't do 3 days, do 24 hours. And build up your momentum because it's hard to break habits, but it's necessary. It is super necessary. Getting back and going to the gym is not always easy, but it's necessary. It's necessary. Patrice says, I'm willing to sacrifice my bad habits. I want the whole blessing. We got to do it. I'm willing to sacrifice my time because time waits for no one. So I don't mind working and learning during my time to get to where I need to go rather than using the time for something not helping me. And that's what we can do. Anytime we choose something, We can say, is this hurting me or helping me? Is this getting me closer to my goal and what I've been praying for? Is this keeping me from it? Because sometimes I really look, y'all, and this is why I like bringing God down to a human level. The Bible says that we are the likeness of him. He, in my mind, he, she, whoever you believe in, I believe that they are just like us. And when I mean just like us, think of how you would be with a kid. Always put yourself, if you ever want to be like, well, how would God handle me in this situation? Put yourself as you're the parent, you're giving that kid the same, you're giving a child the same task. How would you react? You know, if you had a child that was just running around in circles, just wouldn't sit still, you're not going to, sometimes you're going to get tired of trying to stop them, right? So maybe you'll just sit there and watch. Or if maybe, you know, maybe you're the type of parent where you don't get upset when your kid throws a temper tantrum. You know, God is chill. He's just like, you know, keep kicking your legs, screaming, kicking. You know, I'm just going to be here. I'll be here when you're done. Or I'll be in the car when you're done. When you want to get up off the floor and acting like a fool and jumping around and hollering, embarrassing me and yourself, you know, I'm just going to be in the car. I'm going to be over here. You done? All right, now, okay, now I can talk to you. Now focus. Do you understand what I mean? Like, we are his children in my mind. And that's what we're told, right? At least Christianity, we're told we're his children. So if we're his children, we might do childlike things. I don't know. That's just how my mind perceives it. So anytime you're like, dang, how would God handle me in this situation? Put yourself in his shoes and act like a kid is asking you for what you want. And are you doing the things necessary? Would you reward that child? Would you want to bring that child up to the next level? Put yourself in God's shoes. Because what's the point of us asking for stuff, right? We praying, but we acting up. We like, yeah, God, I want this, but I'm over here like this. Would he be like, oh yeah, I want to give you that blessing. Cool. And not to say that you have to be perfect. He knows we're not going to be perfect. But he's like, you can be regular like everybody else. You can keep doing what you're doing and be regular like everybody else. Or are you going to rise up because I've called you? Called you and I've asked you to do something. I've given you a specific purpose. And your purpose is going to influence and infiltrate everybody in your sector, y'all. It doesn't matter how big or small you think your purpose is. It's here for a reason. And if we don't tap into our purpose, somebody out there is going to suffer. Maybe there's a kid that was supposed to hear your message 5 years from now. Maybe somebody's supposed to read your story in Forbes and get inspired 5 years from now. Maybe somebody is supposed to see your family and be like, dang, how can I be like Anaya's family? I want a family just like that. Maybe your children, because you've fostered and you've planned and you've committed to your family and you commit and you found somebody that you're like, you know what? We're purpose mates. We're going to do this together. Our family now has purpose. And now when you grow up, now because of the environment that you sacrificed and you've created, allows your children to thrive. And now your child is